just want to briefly recap what that word was today. When he brought that word in, he reminded me that we take things sometimes out of habit, and we read things from habit. And even in the songs that we sing, we don't realize sometimes the fullness of what he's trying to impact us with. And as I heard that word, and I looked at number 53, I was not only happy, but I think some of the unbelief was being dealt with as well. And I was reminded of Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Giving you the directions to make choices and then to activate those choices and to obey. And many, many times we take things that we've learned and we kind of think we've already got it pat or already succeeded in understanding it. But the reality is we really need to be open for the next level. When my communication with Doug yesterday was completed, there was a joy in our hearts. He was telling me some of the wonderful things that the Lord had done. Now he was in Kentucky. And he says, I need to have a word from the Lord. Don't know what I'm going to be preaching on tonight. And I reminded him that all he had to do was open his mouth and the Lord would fill it. Of course, it's easy to say, but it's not always easy to do. But to go back to this word, that in that one chapter, he repeats it. We will be raised up. He will raise us up. He is doing a work in you and in me. That's why his strategy is so maybe different for us as a church and what we've been called to do, what we've been called to be. I tried to make some of that clear last week, that you need to be aware. He is not creating something that matches someone else's dream. It's his dream that he's trying to manifest in us. His vision. The rainbow was a promise. And he keeps giving it back as a reminder to the earth and to the people of the earth that he will raise us up. If you take the resurrection out of our Savior's experience, what have you got? Nothing. You've got nothing. But when you put the reality of his resurrection and then the purpose to resurrect us is the next level. And you know, this is just a thought that might give you a little bit of a wake-up call. So I'm going to kind of ask you to close your eyes and get a vision. I want you to see yourself at a cemetery. Because the seventh day is going to be totally different than the first six. Because everything that was destroyed for 6,000 years, on the seventh day, you're going to be standing in cemeteries and the Holy Spirit's going to say, speak. And they will rise. So instead of being lonely It's going to be an awesome resurrection time. And he says, it's not just the resurrection of those that were full of life and full of love. All will be resurrected. Some to judgment and others to benefits that are far beyond anything we could conceive. So look at the seventh day as the day of rest, but at the same time, see it as a day of joy beyond anything you could conceive. Yet there will be disappointments for some. And I'm reminding you, Jesus said in his word, many have cast out devils in my name, but never knew me, had no relationship with me. Only doing the works is not enough. It's to know him who brought life to you, gave his flesh and blood for you. And those who are seeking after the Lord to get something from him, that's a beginning of a walk. It's not the completion of his promise to us. When I first came to the Lord, I had an agenda. I had all kinds of numbers. And that's why I can relate to that vision. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My list of goodies. How many had, when they came to the Lord, came with a list of goodies? You got to do this for me, Lord, this week. You got to do that for me next week. Oh, by the way, I can wait a couple weeks, but not much more. Do I get any amens? Amen. Then we use the eraser and we kind of learn that that wasn't quite what he wanted. And when we took the eraser out and stopped using even the pencil to write things down, he put jewels into place. And that's kind of cool. Now bow your heads. Father, I gave them what you showed me. And now by your Spirit, bring it to life. Because I can't bring it to life, Lord. I don't have that capacity. But you will raise them up. You will lift them from where they've been to where they need to be. And even those who listen to this message, Father, I trust you to lift them up. I trust you to raise them up because we're in that last day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
How many of you saw Paul Keith Davis on the internet?
Broadcast?
Yeah. That was a message. It's time. It's time. And the time of transition is here. Be ready. Be ready. Share some hugs with each other. And be blessed.